Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book and trusting that God will help you today with whatever your need might be this morning. Good to be saved on this beautiful Sunday morning and be able to go to the house of God. What a blessing it is to have a place to go to worship God in spirit and truth and enjoy the blessings of a holy God on this holy day that God has ordained that we gather in the house of God, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but even so much the more as we see the day approaching. So we're here this morning going to the house of God because that's where God wants us to be, if we at all possibly can. So it's good to be here. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning, be an uplift to your soul, and something be said that will help you in your walk with the Lord today. And then if you're not a Christian, we urge you to hear and repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thine house. And so we praise God for every unbeliever that may be listening this morning. Hope we can be a help to you, to point you to the Savior, because he's the only one that can save your soul and give you a home in heaven. And you'll not get it by working. You'll not get it by paying. You'll not get it by birth. But you'll get it because of the new birth, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That's why it's so important that we are to get back to the word of God. In it, there's life. There's life in the word of God, being born again. So it's a necessity that you hear and believe and repent and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart before it's too late for you. Good to be here today. Appreciate every listener. Invite you to church this morning where we're members at. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor at Mountain View Baptist Church. Invite you to come be in the services today at 10 o'clock for the Sunday school, 10:45. The worship service back at 5 on Sunday night, and then 7 on Wednesday. And so we invite you to come and be with us in the house of God throughout this day. And we'd enjoy seeing you if you'll come and be in the services then. We want to pray now for your needs, pray for the requests, and all those that needs prayer this morning. We trust that you'll look to the Lord for your help and for your strength and for your touch today that only God can give you. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for this day, the privilege we have this morning to come back one more time to the throne of grace and find boldness through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, accessing that, Lord, you this morning through your Son, the Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, you bless every need this morning in radio land, every need that may be listening, different needs on different hearts. And I pray, God, that you'd hear that cry this morning, that you would listen to what they've got to say. And Lord, that you would work in their behalf for your and your perfect will. Lord, throughout the day, give us a great day in the Lord, in the house of God. Touch every heart, save sinners for this day. Revive your people. Bless your men of God as they stand and break their bread of life. God, use them for your glory. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. We're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart. Today always sort of gets us ready for the Word of God as we listen to the songs. You listen as they sing.
How sweet is the message that Jesus leads. I'll share it as long as I breathe. Still fresh in
message. We've got a Jesus saves, amen. And we've got a method, that's preaching the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I'm glad to say we've got immediate results. Those that believe becomes a child of God instantly, born again into the family of God, new birth. And that's the blessings of the gospel this morning. Have another one now. Hope you'll enjoy it as they sing.
Believe he will. like a ship sailing out on a trip so rough and long, so far from shore, so far from home. I set out in search of a reason to go home, and there I found it in the eye of the storm.
Rocky road for those that are saved in these last days that we're living in. Of course, right along with the text we've been trying to preach from the last few Sundays, Romans chapter 1 this morning. We want to deal with two or three more verses here in this scripture and try to be a help to you in these last days. We're living in the last of them. We're approaching the coming of the Lord. I don't know when. I couldn't set you a date. I don't know, but I'm telling you, brother, we're living in the last days. The things are taking place are so specific in the Bible about the last days. And so he's coming. He's coming to get those that belong to him this morning. But in the meantime, we're left here to fight the good fight of faith, to be in the battle, to be ridiculed and persecuted and cast down. But one day we're going to be exalted and be lifted up with him forevermore. Romans chapter 1. This morning, Romans chapter 1. The Bible said here, look in verse 21 this morning. We're going to try to begin here today. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now, he's dealing here with the apostasy of the last days, which is, of course, the subject we've been trying to preach on, the marks of apostates. We're living in those days today. Always has been some, but in the last days, they're going to be worse, and we're certainly seeing that today, especially in America, as we see America that was founded as according to the Bible, accepted the Word of God as God's Bible, God's book, and accepted the rules of our land according to God's standards in the Bible. And so we're living in days when there's fast leaving those things, and has been for some time. And of course, it progressively is getting worse, and we're living in those days today. If you're saved, you better thank God for it. If you're not saved, you better get in, because it's not going to be long until the Lord comes. Now, he's talking here in verses 21, because that. What's he talking about? Because. Now, because he has revealed himself by his creation as being a God that made all things. Back up in verses 19 and 20. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him that from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, he's dealing there with those, of course, that's going to be saying that there is no God, or that he has no power. He's just a spiritual being and don't have any influence. But the Bible tells us here in the Word of God that he is one that made everything. And we are without excuse, as the Bible said. God made everything as you know it today and as you see it. And the invisible things of him are clearly seen. That's because it takes faith to understand that God made everything just like that it is today. God made man and woman on the face of this earth. And of course, we're getting away from that today, but it's still man and woman. God made them that way, and God intended for them to be that way, and he did not make them any other way. Don't blame God with the perversion that you see going on in our land today. It's not God's fault. It's perversion of man's fault. And so, but he talks about that because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. And so there is the possibility of a generation that is getting so far from God that they don't recognize holy things. Now, things that God instituted and God put in this world to bring attention to himself and his son, the Lord Jesus, to the work of God. God instituted that. And so you notice what he calls. He said, these things are given because there's no excuse. God showed it unto them. And first of all, they know God. And verses 21, the Bible said, because that when they knew God. I mean, there is the possibility, and there is the fact that at one time they recognized God as being God. But they're getting so far from that today, even in this day. And so we find that he said they knew God. And then verse 21, notice what happened there in verse 21. Because when they knew God, first of all, they glorified him not as God. They glorified him not as God. They turned away from the fact that God made everything, and God is an eternal being, and he is in charge of everything. They turned away from that. They knew God, but they didn't recognize him and glorified him not as God. And so there's the effects of it here in verses 21. First of all, they became unthankful, not thankful for what God has done for them. Man's breathing God's air today that he provides free of charge. Man's breathing God's air, and God keeps you alive today, and men have become unthankful. Unthankful, the Bible said, not thanking God for what he's done, not thanking God for how he made us and what he provided for us, not thanking God for. So becoming unthankful. Have you ever seen a generation today that folks are so unthankful for the things that are in our lives today? And so they were unthankful. And then Of course, next of all, they lived in vain imaginations, and neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. I mean, just imagining things, not facts, not scripture, but imaginations. Man, conjured up what they think that things ought to be like, and what they think that things are, and they became vain in their imaginations. Referring to not what the scripture says, but what their imaginations have conjured up on how they think that it ought to be. And so, listen, we've got all kinds of ways and that folks think you can get to heaven today, but that's not what the Bible said. There is none other way beside Jesus Christ. Now, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men where that man must be saved. And so, vain imagination will conjure up things that they think will justify them in the sight of God, and there's only one thing that will justify you in the sight of God, and that's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, or by grace, through faith are you saved, and that not of yourselves, but it's a gift of God. So in the last days, in the apostate days, there's many ways that they say that you can get to heaven, but there's only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we find there is the fact that they're living with vain imaginations. Vain imaginations, imagining how it ought to be and what God is and what God chose to be. And so they're at vain. And what's the results of that? Well, the results are given in that same verse there. How the results are given. And in verses 21, and their foolish heart was darkened. Their foolish heart was darkened. Now, when you're dealing with the question of whether there is a God or not, you're getting on the where the Lord said the fool had said in his heart that there is no God. The fool says that. Now, 66 times in the Bible, the word fool is stated, and that's the number of man. That's man's reference, and so the fool had said in his heart that there is no God. Now, what are they saying here by their imaginations and by what they refer to here in these scriptures and not being thankful, their vain imaginations, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Their foolish heart was darkened. And so, in the verse 22, the Bible said, here we find the deceptive profession that they're making. They're making a profession that's deceptive. And the Bible said, professing themselves to be wise. That's not wise in denying that there is a God. That's not wise in denying that Jesus Christ is a way to heaven. That's not wise to say that. And so professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. 66 times the word fools is mentioned there, as we said in the scriptures. And so you became a fool that said in his heart that there is no God. And so the possibility of man doing what he's doing today is there because they have failed to recognize that there is a God and failed to maintain what God ordained and established by the Word of God, that God is the author of salvation. And so we find that he's talking about, listen, deceptive profession. And then the progressive deception, it's progressive. The Bible said they became fools. That's a progression of it. Gradually, belief by belief, they became fools. They became fools. It didn't happen overnight, but it's progressive. They became fools. Listening to what those around them are saying, that there is no God. The professors in our institutes of learning today are denying there is a God. They're denying the fact of the earth as it was formed by God. They're saying it came from evolution, the Big Bang Theory, and all of these things. They're saying that they became fools. Why, the fool has said in his heart, now that's what God said about it. But man, today, if you don't recognize God as being God and the Bible as being God's Word, brother, you're not going to get saved by the grace of God. You've got to believe the scriptures. Believe believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thine house. There's no other way to get in except by the Lord Jesus Christ. So they became fools. The results of becoming a fool, what happens when the results of becoming a fool? Well, you notice in verses 23, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God unto an image made like unto corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now, what's happening here? First of all, they're not respecting or recognizing holy things. They're not respecting or recognizing holy things. Uncorruptible. Listen, the Word of God is uncorruptible. God's glory is uncorruptible. But they're changing their beliefs and not recognizing holy things as far as God's Word. Amen. God's Word. How many today are not respecting the Word? The Bible is God's Word. I'm talking about God's, preserved Scripture for this generation. If you've got a King James Bible, you got a Bible. Amen. If you hadn't got that, you don't have a Bible. If you got all these other perversions and things that are being accepted, that you don't have a Bible, but they're changing the glory of God into corruptible things. My friend, listen, God's Bible is not being recognized as holy. God's house is not recognized as being a holy place that is set aside and dedicated for the cause of the worship of God's people. And they're not recognizing God's people as being Christians, not respected as being somebody that's. There was a time when people respected God's people, they respected God's house, and they respected God's Bible. But the apostates of our day-to-day are getting away from that and changing God's glory into something corruptible. Amen. And not accepting the essence of what he's trying to say here. You've got to recognize something holy that God has given and God, what God is, if you're going to get saved by the grace of God. You got to believe that God is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so we find that the results of it today, of course, is becoming a fool and that not respecting or recognizing holy things that God has given to us today to keep us stabilized and keep us happy in the Lord. People are not happy today. They're searching, they're looking, they're hunting, they're trying to find something to satisfy their wretched soul and not finding in the world. There's no peace. It's getting worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. And it's everywhere today. I'm telling you, we're in a quagmire today of apostasy, and we're heading up to the last part of the last days, and we're in those things today. But one day the Lord's coming, and it's going to get us out of this mess. But one thing you better do, you better look to Jesus. You better believe God's Word. You better believe God's preaching. You better believe God's people as they try to tell you that there is a God and there's a way to get to heaven. It's by the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, our time is gone. God bless you on the next Sunday at this same time.